Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Karen Overgaard, and I'm joined today by Matt Kissinger, president of the Red Rock Lake Association, and Melinda Ofield with the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce. And we're discussing the Lake Red Rock Balloon Fest. Kind of an exciting time, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and a lot of hard work preparation went into it with the Knoxville Chamber and the Pella Chamber and the members on the committee. So it's coming up July 11th through the 13th. And it's going to be a great event. Come out and see it.
How long has this festival been going on?
It started 4 years ago with some local balloonists decided they wanted to have an event over the lake. You know, Red Rock is Iowa's largest lake, and it was a great setting to have a balloon event.
Yeah.
And they were real excited about it. And so we are in our fourth year.
They just decided that was a pretty area. It is beautiful. I can't imagine what it looks like from the air.
It's awesome. Plus, a lot of the pilots think it's a great idea to go over the lake. There's not too many events that they go to that they are going over water.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a nice scenery for them.
Can you explain to us what goes on at the festival, Matt?
From the balloonist perspective, they are competing. They're trying to get to the nationals. They score points. We do have targets set up in the surrounding area that they try to drop beanbags, essentially, onto the target, and they score points, which helps them get to the nationals. And then there's different prizes. You know, they interact with the sponsors of the event. So there's a lot of things going on besides what you see flying over the air. Some of the guys are there to have fun. Some of them are very competitive and trying to score a lot of points.
I didn't realize it was a competition, too, so it's more than just a fun thing.
Yeah, for some of them, it's a fun thing, and then for some of them, they are competing. So it's very interesting to watch the two different balloonists flying together. One's having fun, and one's, get out of my way, I'm coming through.
Right, <you know>? Right. How many balloons have there been in the past?
There's roughly around 28, 29. We're trying to get 30 or even more.
Mm-hmm. Do they take off from down below the dam? Is that right?
It all depends on the winds. We have a pre-flight meeting down there, and they're checking the wind directions, and then they will drive out to the countryside to get in front of the wind that will take them over the targets, which are, one of the targets is right by the beach. So
okay.
We want them to fly over the beach ultimately. And so we don't know where they're going to take off.
Oh.
And you may see at the event, you may see these little balloons going through the air. That's the pilots testing the winds at different levels.
We went out there the first year, my daughters and I, and tried to watch it. And I think there was a weather issue maybe that first year.
It comes up quite often every
year.
We really don't know. It may look like a beautiful night out to you, but the winds, a few, you know, 30, 40 feet in the air, moving too fast, and they can't fly.
Yeah.
Last year, they had an issue where the winds came from both directions and took them up the lake. Well, that doesn't work. They couldn't fly. It would take them straight up to Des Moines. So, from the spectator standpoint, it looks like a beautiful night.
Sure.
And it's frustrating. Why aren't they flying? But the reality is it's just too dangerous.
Yeah.
But it may not look like it from the ground.
Sure. Not something you think about if you're not a balloon pilot, probably,
right.
the wind up above the lake, yeah. Is there anything else that you'd like our listeners to be aware of beforehand, before the event?
Just keep an eye out. They can go to redrocklakeballoonfest.com and find information on there. We will have posters throughout the community. They can contact the chambers for information, the Pella Chamber, or here in Knoxville, contact Melinda to have information on there. New this year, we're having a beer garden. Every year, we add a little bit more to the event. So while it's a family-friendly event, we also had a lot of requests to just have a little beer garden for people to come out and hang out on the beach.
North Overlook
okay. Beach, correct. We will have live music Friday night and a DJ on Saturday night. The Jefferson County Green Band on Friday night. Really great band. A lot of fun for the crowd.
Okay.
And DJ Kerry Garrison will be there on Saturday night, and she will have a lot of fun with the crowd and keeping them entertained. So just overall, just come out, have a great time. It's for Marion County. It's not Pella. It's not Knoxville. It's for everybody. We want everyone to come over and just have a great time.
Sounds good. That's, once again, July 11th through the 13th.
Correct.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. Get the word out.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guests, Matt Kissinger, president of the Red Rock Lake Association, and Melinda Ofield with the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.